Welcome to Spiritual Healing Lesson 8. In this lesson, we'll examine how to respond to others with goodness, even when we're hurt by their actions. Our teacher uses the TELL method, beginning with T for think.
The use of force, repaying evil with evil, can produce quick results. But even though it may stop someone from doing evil, it cannot motivate anyone to do good. For example, a man who is in jail for stealing will be stopped from stealing, but he may not have the desire to become an honest person. Becoming honest can only happen with a changed heart. Can you think of someone who you would like to see change? Does your own heart need changing? Do you sometimes want to get revenge on someone who has hurt you?
Questions like these can really get you thinking. How do your acts of revenge or hurting others in self-defense affect finding true peace? Our teacher continues to evaluate the meaning and context of the lesson.
Scripture says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." You cannot use force to change the heart. Only agape love can change the heart. If you repay anger with anger, you will not produce a healed relationship. God's word says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." In the account of Paul and Silas, evil was overcome by good. Paul and Silas were wrongly thrown into prison for healing a slave girl by removing an evil spirit. Her owners were upset that the girl was no longer able to make money for them, so they told lies about Paul and Silas to the authorities. Paul and Silas were stripped, beaten, and put into a jail cell. The jailer was told to guard them carefully. Even after harsh punishment, Paul and Silas responded with love. They spoke no words of revenge. They prayed and sang hymns of praise to God, so all could hear. God then sent an earthquake that opened the prison, but no prisoners escaped. The jailer was so moved by the actions of Silas and Paul's God that he wanted to belong to their God too. The jailer asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas replied, "Believe in Lord Jesus and you will be saved." The result of responding to evil with good was that the jailer and the jailer's household became followers of Jesus and were baptized. They were saved. Let's review. A broken relationship with God, yourself, or others is fuel for conflict and hate. If you respond to insults with kind words, respond to anger with goodness, and respond to selfishness with generosity, you are doing something unexpected.
To learn the lesson fully, our teacher identifies the problem and solution and applies it to our lives.
The main theme of the lesson is that even though our culture may tell us it's best to use force against evil, God wants us to love others to overcome evil. Over time, loving behavior will encourage others to really think about their own words and actions. We fail because we often turn away from or give up on those who have wronged us. But God's enduring love shows us that we should commit to practicing agape love with persistence, willingly give others what they need, not what they deserve. As Jesus did for us, sooner or later, one of two things will happen. Either the person will change, or the person will move on to someone else, continuing in anger. It is impossible to predict how long it will take to change the heart of another, but God's love assures us that it is possible. In time, your actions of love will have a positive impact on the behavior of others. Jesus says, "If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." Healing relationships can be hard work, and it can be discouraging when progress is slow. But the right attitude can make a big change in our relationships with others. Scripture says, "Finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate, and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing."
In our next lesson, we will learn how you are not alone in your loving actions. God has ways to support and encourage you to love and lead others to Christ. We hope you'll lead family, friends, and people you meet to join our Bible study. Please continue with lesson number 9, the final lesson of the Spiritual Healing Course. You will be blessed and be a blessing to others seeking peace.